For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back here at Lizzie McNeil's.
Great to have you back in town, Skin.
I know, I brought some bad weather with me. Sorry about that.
Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show, brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever missed a show, folks, in the unlikely fact that you do, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com.
Lots of people listen to that, too, Hooley.
All over the world, globally. You know what? A very important announcement. Monday was PJOD's 91st birthday.
Happy birthday, PJ.
So I'm sure we're not alone in wishing PJ and his lovely wife, Mary.
The best.
The best. And PJ told me a great story on Friday morning. Terry Lanigan showed up in front of PJ's house with a cake. And you know, Terry Lanigan was your brother Mike's sidekick partner. And
yeah,
I was
Terry,
say,
great guy.
I was going to say partner in crime, but that's not what I mean.
No.
Police partner.
Sheriff's. Yeah, police partner.
Partners and cops.
That's when the real criminals showed up. Remember Jack Wright's story?
Yes.
Yes.
So anyway, that was very nice.
Very nice, Terry. Happy birthday, PJ.
I'm looking at the note, PJ. Write this down. Oh, make sure they mention... Well, he was right-hand man, and his granddaughter. Oh, he has is doing Irish dancing. Terry Lanigan's daughter is doing the Irish dancing.
Granddaughter.
God bless her. All right, so I got those plugs in, PJ.
Yes.
There you go. So, Skinny, what a week, huh? Holy cow, you had your big party Monday night for
Chris
Kennedy.
Worked out real
Special
good.
Olympics.
Special Olympics, we had a great crowd.
Unbelievable crowd, yeah.
When we first met with them, we told them we were going to have 400 people, and we had 1,000. So it kind of worked out pretty good.
Yeah, but they had food for 400, I noticed.
And you ate all 400's food. Okay. I didn't know you were going to bring a knapsack.
That was the old small plate routine. I know that routine.
I know this. Hey, by the way, what do you want for nothing? Your money back?
Don't tell people I didn't pay. Let them think that, you know.
It wasn't like it was a good cause or anything.
The money went to Special Olympics. It did not go to Chris Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah. We did the same thing last year with Ann Burke. We honored her.
I saw her there.
And we had a nice time. And she was great. Ed Burke was there. We had a lot of good people there. There was a lot of elected officials.
You know,
Danny Walsh, his brother Matt, were there.
Went to grammar school with those guys at Christ the
King.
Nice
of them to come, and they were one of the big sponsors. But anyways, it worked out really good, Hooley. I want to thank
my sister dated Matt Walsh in eighth grade, and I remember I continually say to her, "Boy, did you screw that up? You'd be farting in silks now."
Okay, Hooley, that's enough of that.
Okay.
Always got to get back to that 13-year-old boy stuff.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Class.
Yeah, never gets
there's a fan of it. Yeah, she loves it. We don't want to give that away. Well, should we announce our guests? We're very fortunate tonight to have three terrific guests, but we're going to bring them at you one at a time just to start. We have our old friend, the beautiful, the lovely, the talented Catherine O'Connell.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
The Celtic Nightingale, I believe I coined that term.
Yes, you have dubbed me such. Yes.
The Celtic Nightingale.
So great.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Doing great. I'm doing great. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. We're just
having
a good
time. Jesus, you won't look better laid out.
What? What did you say?
You won't look better laid out.
That's a good line.
How about when you go to the funerals and they go, doesn't she look grand?
Oh, he looks. Your dad looks wonderful.
She's
He's
dead.
Yeah. No, I heard one response to that. He just got out of the hospital.
That's good. Yeah. Now, the great thing they always say about Catherine is she marries him and buries him. Sings at weddings and funerals. And you'll see her at all the weddings and funerals.
Catherine, I never told you the story. When I was working for I was at McCormick Place. Mm-hmm. And Mayor Daly comes over there one day, and he jumps out of the car and he goes, "You know Catherine O'Connell?" I go, yeah. "You got to get her a job." I said, I haven't talked to her, Mayor. You got to find her a job. I want you to get on the phone. I'm like, "Aren't you the mayor?" He goes, "No, there's something that came up. She's got to have a job." And it was really funny.
Wow.
He was like, whatever happened.
She's still waiting, Skinny.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I know. Poor kid had to make it in show business.
Yes, it's the best thing that ever happened to her.
Or die trying.
Yeah. Oh. And speaking of which, now, this is a very busy time for you.
Yeah, there's a few things going on.
I'll bet, yeah.
I'm singing with Moraine Valley Community College, their choir. So I'm a soloist with that on Saturday night.
Where's that at?
This Saturday night.
It's on 111th and Moraine Valley.
Oh, no, I didn't know you were at Moraine Valley. That's great.
Yeah, they have a beautiful theater there, 600 seats. And
they do have a beautiful theater.
As of Monday for the rehearsal, there were only 12 seats left, so that was exciting.
Oh, that's terrific.
That's great.
But, you know, they have 100 in the choir, so I'm sure they all sold a few.
Yeah, that's a good
way
to do it.
That's the way to sell the tickets.
Yeah.
No, the choir was great. The orchestra was great. We had so much fun.
Are you going to do all Irish stuff?
It's mostly Irish. There's one Scottish song in there, but I think it'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
So you got that coming up. What else do you have coming up? You've got
Shimson Agale for Old St. Pat's, and that is March 14th at Symphony Center.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to do the story of John Hume and building bridges to peace. And George Mitchell is going to be the narrator.
George Mitchell, the senator who did the Good Friday Agreement? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is he really?
Yes. Yeah.
Who puts that together?
Bill Frayer is the music director.
There's always a big name. Like they had Martin Sheen, I know, for years doing it.
Right, Martin Sheen. We had Gregory Peck twice.
Honest to God?
Yes. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
I met him once, believe it or not.
I did, too, because his dressing room was next to mine.
I just said, "Hey, Greg," from across the backstage area. But what an impressive character.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really, really very lovely.
That's at Symphony Center.
Yes. Yeah. So great. It's so much. It's fun. And we have I think it's a 90-voice choir and a full orchestra, Irish dancers. Not sure. I think we have bagpipes this year again, because really can't do that. But and narration, and then solos, and Rod Dixon is going to sing, and Gavin Coyle.
Oh, he's fabulous.
I know. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Bev Tila is coming in from New York, and it's going to be beautiful. Really,
that's
beautiful.
That's great.
And that's March 14th.
Tuesday night. Yes.
Cool.
Yep.
That's two nights before that huge thing. Two nights before is that huge thing at Riley's Daughter, isn't it, Hooli?
You mean the Skinny and Hooli show?
Oh, yeah. Riley's Daughter.
That's right. March 15th. Yeah.
I think that's sold out, too.
Sold out. I think you can probably get tickets because they're not charging anybody.
Yes, I know.
Do you need a napkin there? She spilled her drink.
I spilled the water and soaked.
Oh, you didn't have to tell them it was water.
The Council General for a napkin there.
Yeah. Thank you, love it.
Anyway, so how do you get tickets for Shimson Agale? Well, you just call Symphony Center.
Symphony Center, yes. Yeah. CSO.org. You can order them.
Cool.
And, I'm not sure. I haven't been keeping. I was watching the tickets for Saturday, so I'll keep an eye on the. Should have checked the tickets for Symphony Center. That's great.
Why are they doing it on a Tuesday night? Is it just.
Because of the what's available.
Oh, yeah.
From
and
the
then
Symphony.
You don't want to be. There's so many things going on.
Right.
It's a busy season.
Yeah, very busy season. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you do St. Pat's Mass?
Yes.
At Old St. Pat's.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The day of the parade, you're talking
about. That's great.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's
really
beautiful.
And that's on the 12th,
we'll
right?
have, this pretty much almost the same size choir.
That's Saturday the 11th.
Saturday the 11th,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Saturday the 11th. And same size choir, Irish instrumentalists, Jimmy Moore. Probably Kathleen Keene and a few more. Brendan McKinney is there sometimes and stuff. So I don't know how they can work as late as they do and then get up and be there for a 9 o'clock Mass.
Yeah.
But And then I get to march with the old queens.
You're going to stand, you're not marching with them. There's a float, right?
It's a float, but if, you know, a lot of times some of the we call them the teen queens now, the girls who were crowned in the teen years, they have babies, so they need to sit on the float.
Yeah.
So the old broads like me, we all walk.
They don't call it the old queen float, do they?
No, no. That would just be me that does
She's
that.
Been calling it that for years.
Oh, yeah.
Only kidding.
Old queens float, yeah. We'd have people want, that would want to take over.
Now, do you do anything on at the Southside Parade?
I do not.
Well, Skinny can change that if you want to.
Yeah, that's...
You can march in the Southside Parade if you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can arrange that for you. They had a big fundraiser last Saturday night.
I heard it was really good.
It was
successful.
Really good.
A lot of fun.
Good.
Who's the band? We've had them on here. They were fabulous.
Sean and Charlie?
Yeah, they were great. They did a great job.
They are. They're always great.
I know who they are.
Shannon Zofke is the Southside Irish Parade Queen.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
So good for her.
It was good. Yeah, it was. The party was really good. You know what was good about it this year? They had a lot of young people there. It was a real good mixture.
Yeah.
You know, it's enough with the old geezers like me. Get some young kids in there and let them do some of that stuff.
Get those young hooligans working.
Yes, exactly. But that should be good. That's on the 12th. And just don't bring any booze to the Southside Parade. They're going to lock you up.
Don't do that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
You to buy it there.
Yes.
No, don't even joke about that. I was with Frank Winters. Remember, he was on the show last year. He played on the Packers. And having lunch with Charlie. And he said, wasn't that? I said, no. The parade has been cleaned up, revived. It was down for what, 3 years? Was it 3 years?
2 or 3 years, yeah.
Now it's dry. I mean, it's a family. It's a family event.
Yeah, now you can bring your kids and grandkids. Yeah. And then everybody goes back to people's homes. And then if they want to have a couple beers, that's great. Yeah. But it just got a little bit crazy there for a couple years.
A little bit. I thought you could always bring your kids as long as you stayed on the east side of Western, but it did get a little bad with
you
them.
You could, but it really got crazy. It really got crazy. But now it's back and it's good, and it's going. They had a meeting with the police today. They're working out some of the final details. I talked to the alderman about some of the stuff today. Chris Kennedy's going to come to the parade this year, so that's really good.
Oh, that's
great. He's running for governor. And
I saw the alderman on my way out Monday night.
Yeah, he was there. He's doing a big thing for this Sunday, too. We have the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics at North Avenue Beach, and that's a big deal, too. So we got a busy week, Cooley.
I bet, yeah. Okay.
So what else?
Everybody, we'll hope to see everybody at Moraine Valley Saturday night. And Shamsa Nagel, did I just say it right?
Shamsa Nagel.
What does that mean?
He looks at you.
Where's Ragnar when we need him?
The soul of the Irish, I would think.
Celebration.
Theater of the Irish, Shamsa.
Now that he's started talking, we might as well introduce. Yes. We have the Consul General of Ireland, Brian O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Chicago. You know. Skinny and I were at your party last week. It was great.
It was terrific.
Know how to throw a wing ding.
Yeah, well, Goramina Mayogat, it's great to be here. I'm here just over 2 months, and it's been a lovely time so far. A bit of a whirlwind, but a good whirlwind.
That's great. What do you see what comes up?
You talk about a whirlwind. Yeah. Wait till the next 2 weeks, my friend.
Yeah, no, it's a busy period. We have a senior government minister arriving in next week.
Yeah, he's going to be on the show, I think, March 8th.
It's Mary Mitchell O'Connor, our minister for jobs and education.
Oh, we're going to have, the Mayor of Galway?
The Mayor of Galway is coming on next week.
So
we got a crew, yeah.
Also, we got a TD who's coming. Is that?
Yeah, we've senators in. The chair of our Senate is coming to Chicago as well as a guest of Senator Billy Lawless.
So
we'll have three senators in. So we're in for a busy 2 weeks, and it's not a day here, it's a season, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, absolutely. It's already started.
It really is. Yeah.
Well, you kind of kicked it off with your party.
That was the first event.
And even this weekend I'm doing the Polar Plunge as well, along with my colleague Ragnar. And
who talked you into that?
I don't know. I'm just hoping that I get out again.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be
great. You'll be good company. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon did it. And
they have paramedics standing by.
The fire department is right
there. They're in
there.
The water.
Yeah. With boots on.
Yeah, with boots on. And they got the suits on. But, you know, a few people. We lose a couple people every year.
as long as you don't lose me.
Don't even joke about that.
No, no, I'm only kidding. We've never lost anybody. And it's going to be very warm, so that's...
Is it?
That's good,
oh, that's too. Good.
So tropical plunge this year.
Yes, exactly, the tropical plunge. That's what we'll call it this year.
You know what? I was coming out of your party, Skinny, and I congratulated Susan Nichol,
yeah,
who runs Special Olympics, and she said, no, it was all Skinny, all Skinny. So there you go. And so she's all hyped up, obviously.
Yeah, but she's been working like a lunatic on this polar plunge for a couple of months.
Her and Jerry Hennigan were at North Avenue Beach today doing something.
Close to the picture. They're up there. They got to check everything out. It's all good. So
lots of those. So, folks, can you still get in on the polar plunge, Skin?
Absolutely. You just show up Friday, Saturday.
It's Sunday, isn't it?
No, if you want to sign up early, you can sign up Friday or Saturday, and you can sign up Sunday morning. We don't turn anyone away with a check in their hand.
It's
a great cause, and it's a cause that's close to Irish people's hearts. We had the Special Olympics there back in 2003. I mean, every town and village almost in the country hosted the family, and it's still very close to people's hearts.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know they did that.
They were all over the country, and people, it really caught the country's imagination, so we're delighted to be able to be
part of
it.
When did that start? 2003?
2003, the Special Olympics was held in Ireland.
Wow. Yeah.
It was the first time that Adams and who was the lunatic from the Paisley?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The two were in the same room. It was the first time they ever got them to agree on something was the Special Olympics in Ireland.
Yeah, indeed.
It was a big deal. I mean, it was a huge
deal. And so people opened their homes to these families.
Yes,
and
they did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's terrific.
It was really, it was
that's a falcha.
Yeah.
Falcha.
It was huge. It was huge in Ireland. And it's unbelievable, actually.
All right, we're going to take a little break. And we'll be right back. And Chris Kozicki from the Irish Fellowship Club of Chicago will be joining us as well. So stick around.
We got quite a crew here tonight, Holy.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
It's a great party. It's wickedly funny. It's roisterous and boisterous. It's a hoot. It's one of the funniest shows in town. What is it? It's Flanagan's Wake. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, Flanagan's Wake returns to Chicago. Making Chicago laugh since 1994, Flanagan's Wake is now running every weekend at Chicago Theater Works at 1113 West Belmont. Flanagan's Wake takes us to the fictional town of Graplin, Ireland, where local roustabout Flanagan has died. We'll meet a zany cast of characters, including Fiona Finn, Flanagan's spirited fiancé of 22 years, Brian Bally Bunyan, his best friend and drinking mate, Father Damon Fitzgerald of the Ordinary Parish Priest, Mayor O'Doul, the town mayor and bartender, and don't forget Flanagan's mother, along with a gaggle of goofy mourners paying their respects to the deceased and the great tradition of hitting the pub right before the wake. Flanagan's Wake is performed in the irreverent, improvisational style that won it rave reviews in Chicago. Much of the hilarity is created as the cast and audience interact, each offering stories about Flanagan himself and Where's the Money, with tall tales and rip-roaring songs. Spontaneous improvisation guarantees that no two shows will ever be the same. It's improv. Got it? Get it. Go see it. Flanagan's Wake this weekend at Chicago Theater Works on Belmont. Call 312-391-0404 or go to chicagotheaterworks.com for more info. For tickets, call 312-391-0404 for the love of God. It's funny!
Yeah, you got to go see Flanagan's Wake. It's hilarious. It's a great show. And our old friend, Bill Collins, the producer of the show, tells me that when you call in for tickets, use the code RADIO10. The code again, RADIO10, and you get $10 off on your order.
And that's great.
That's a big savings. So check that out, Flanagan's Wake.
Not to be confused with Finnegan's Wake.
No. But if you want tickets, call 312-391-0404. Oh, for the love of God, it's funny. That's my bit. So anyway, so glad to have them as sponsors. All right, Skinny, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look on the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's, in those great saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooli, who died?"
Hey, Hooli, you know, I just told you Tuesday was Dogs Doherty's funeral.
I'm shocked.
Funeral.
I got to tell you,
Bill
that
Dogs
came
Doherty.
Out of left field, an old friend of mine.
Old friend, great guy.
So many adventures with dogs.
What was in Vietnam as a Marine. Terrific, terrific guy.
Tended bar on the south side forever.
Yeah, great bartender. He knew everybody. And a real, really nice guy. But he worked for my brother Mike in the sheriff's office for years. He used to call himself Hazel. You know, he cleaned up and stuff like that over the old, after the old TV show.
Oh, man.
Mike Hazel. But a really good guy. Solid guy.
He used to send me and Maya Mickey Harrigan little care packages from Tijuana.
And he did the show, he did it on the Marine's birthday every year. He did a party at whatever bar he was tending.
Beverly Woods, usually, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd have all these Marines. He was just a terrific, terrific guy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
So, yeah.
Dogs.
So Dogs, you'll be missed. We loved you, Dogs. You were the best.
Yeah, he was a terrific guy. God rest his lovely soul. Also, Skinny, Eileen Cleary, 90, formerly Chicago and Elmhurst and Long Beach, Indiana. She was the beloved wife of the late Martin, Marty Cleary, and the mother of James, John, Thomas, Christopher, Ann, Patrick, Brian, and the late Michael, God rest her soul, Eileen Cleary.
Holy Tony Murphy, Anthony James Murphy, Tony, 79, passed away February 20th. He's from County Mayo, survived by his loving wife, Bridget. She was Casey from Connemara, and his five children, Kathleen, Angela, Pauline, Tony and Aaron, 12 grandchildren. He was waked at Cooney's, and he was a member of the Carpenters Union Local 13 for over 50 years. He's also a veteran in the United States Army, and the funeral was at St. Andrew's Catholic Church, so, and to All Saints Cemetery. Say a prayer for him.
God rest his soul. Did Tony you do that, Catherine?
Murphy.
Catherine sang at the funeral. Marie T. Terry Geary, 85, a beloved wife of James Geary for 65 years, and the loving mother of Deborah, Patricia, Michael, Kathleen, the late James, and the late infant Maureen. She was loved by many friends, along with her Irish dancing group in Florida. And Marie faithfully served as assistant to the directress of the Beverly Montessori School for over 25 years. She loved every minute.
We did her last
with
week.
Her children. Well, no, we didn't. Maybe you did. God rest her soul. All right, did I do Grace T. Curran?
No, no.
She's from Erin Moore Island, County Donegal, beloved wife of Joseph, and the loving mother of Michael, Joseph, Sean, and Anne. God rest her soul, Grace T. Curran. Okay?
So we got to close up the crypt.
Close up the
Say
crypt.
A prayer for all those people.
And especially dogs, Doherty.
Yeah,
God rest
the best.
Okay. All right, so we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back to our three very high-powered St. Patrick's Day guests. So stick around.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. His trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, we're sitting here at Lizzie McNeil's with our three guests, and they each have a box of a McCann's Irish Oatmeal in front of them. We'll get a photo of that and send it to our pal Brian Galvin. Right after the show. It's the greatest stuff in the world. Gives you energy. You know what? You want to get ready?
Everything.
Want to get ready for the St. Patrick's Day season? You throw some of that in the old gut, and you will feel like a champ.
You'd be able to drink anything.
That's right. Yeah.
And it keeps you regular, too.
It does. We're regular guys, Skin.
Here we go, Skinny, not you two.
I just couldn't pass it up. I had to say it before he did.
Oh, we say it every week on the other show. All right, so a lot coming. All right, so Chris Kozicki, president of the Irish Fellowship Club of Chicago. Welcome back, pal.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's a great honor this year to be the 116th president of the Irish Fellowship Club, one of the most historic clubs in America. It's a lot of fun. So we, of course, have our big St. Patrick's Day dinner coming up on March 10th. And
Friday, March 10th
at the Chicago Hilton and Towers, 6 p.m. cocktails.
Oh, it's the night before the parade.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our co-host is actually your sponsor, Bob Flood. Bob Flood is one of our co-chairmen along with his cousin, Kevin Flood.
Oh, yeah.
So
we have
know a lot
Kevin
of,
very
yeah,
well, sure.
We have a lot of great Irish entertainment. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brian O'Brien's bringing the dignitaries all over from Ireland.
Oh, cool.
You know, Malayan dancers, Shannon Rovers, you name it. Great dinner. And it's a great cause.
It's at the Hilton.
It is at the Hilton. We still have tickets available at irishfellowshipclub.com. It's a great event. All of our...
How much are the tickets?
$175.
Isn't there a radio show host discount?
I believe there is.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
What's it at? Irish what?
Irish Fellowship Club.
It's at the Hilton. You know that dinner.
And actually, your nephew Patrick's on our board, too, Skinny.
Patrick's great.
A lot of great, great people on the board, so it's a lot of fun. And all our proceeds go to our great Catholic high schools to give scholarships to children of Irish descent.
Is that the Big Shoulders Fund? Or?
No, this is what we give our money to, the Irish Fellowship Club.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
So, it's again, great cause for our children who are in need to go to these great schools. When they ever need a helping hand, we're there to provide that. So.
Now, did you succeed Peggy Lombardo? Was she the last president?
She was two ago, Kevin Conlon.
Kevin Conlon, yes. Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's a great honor.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and it's
like the best room in the city too to do a party like that.
It's gorgeous.
The Hilton is fabulous. Absolutely
so many
fabulous.
Movies there. All of Mayor Daley's election parties. You know, a lot of great times I've had.
And then everybody gets stuck in Kitty O'Shea's afterwards. And,
yes. A lot of fellowship going on.
All right, now Chris Kozicki, just for our listeners, how did a guy named Chris Kozicki wind up as the president of the Irish Fellowship Club?
Believe it or not, I've never heard that question before. No, it's, as I always say, you look at the very first president of Ireland, Edward de Valera. He had to change his name to Eamon. De Valera was Spaniard. And we've had a couple great presidents of the Irish Fellowship Club. Eddie Brayback, who was a labor leader.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Richard J. Daley and Jack Hartman. But no, my grandmother, Helen Lynch, she had a mixed marriage in Bridgeport back in the day. She married a Polish gentleman. So that hurt the last name there. But I had to make up for it. Named our kids Deirdre, Cormac, and Maeve, and I married a girl called Siobhan. So
good for
had to make
you.
Up for it.
Yeah.
So funny story, my daughter.
Keep talking. You're halfway out of that hole. Oh. You still got that name.
Well, I had the name, and unfortunately I can't have it, but I do have an Irish passport, so I was able to put the name on the registry in Ireland.
There you go.
And actually, one of the front runners to be Taoiseach in Ireland is a guy named Leo Varadkar, and I believe that last name's not Irish either.
It's from Mumbai,
along with our vice counsel Ragnar Olmquist, who we get a lot of fun joking with each other about our last names.
Yeah, it's a good point because 1 in 9 people in Ireland today are born outside of the country, so there's all sorts of names in Ireland, and we welcome them all as Irish people.
Sure. But you also have Eddie Murphy and Ella Fitzgerald and people like that.
Pat Kelly when he was on the White Sox.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Keep talking, Kozicki.
I was just saying, I have a funny story. My daughter, when she was a sophomore at Ignatius, they did a story on Irish Saints, and one of the teachers said, "Is anybody here Irish?" And nobody raised their hand. So it's like, "Deirdre, I think your last name's Irish." She goes, "No. I'm pretty sure Kozicki's Irish." She's like, "No." So she did not want to, admit to that. It took.
She didn't want to have to. No. Yeah, you got to indoctrinate her. Yeah.
And actually, she's your fellow columnist, right? For.
Writes for the Irish American News.
She just wrote another column. Just started up this month again.
Oh, she writes about the dancing.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah, I remember her. She's great. Yeah. Actually, I saw her dance in. Was it Mad?
Oh yeah, Mad Music Mad.
Music Mad. I saw her dance.
Yeah, but Chris, you've been involved in all these Irish causes forever.
Yeah,
forever.
President of the Young Irish Fellowship back in 2000, Ireland Network, Ireland Partnership. I just went to New York to celebrate the Irish Echo. The Young Tully Boys were honored in their 40 under 40, so we went out there to celebrate. So, it's a lot of fun. I meet a lot of great people. I have a lot of friends in New York and Boston. And I always say when you're traveling or doing business, you want to meet somebody in government, politics, or church, go out to your Irish connections, because that's going to be touched in one of those communities there. So I'm very proud to be Irish. Again, you make a lot of great friends, and we have a lot of fun.
It's good advice.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Very
I've
well spoken.
My
You're out of the hole. You did a good job.
Yeah.
Thank you, Skinny. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So who's playing at the dinner?
We have David Dunn, Blackwater. They're playing before and after the dinner. Obviously, the Shannon Rovers leading all the dignitaries, and the Malayan dancers will be dancing. And then we also, afterwards, you have Kitty O'Shea's the Irish music going on. David Dunn will be still playing in the Normandy Room. And then for those who might want to take a break from Irish music, we have Rich Daniels and a City Lights Orchestra. They're going to stay in the main ballroom.
He's terrific.
Wow.
We have a little of everything.
He's bringing in the whole City Lights Orchestra.
He
That's
does.
Terrific. Yeah,
every
he's
year.
Terrific. He's a good guy, too.
Yeah, great cause. Mercy Home. He's done a lot. Yeah. Does a lot for them.
So if you haven't already kicked off your St. Patrick's Day stuff, do it on the 10th. Friday,
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a great time. We got everybody from Chicago there. And again, we still have some tickets left. IrishFellowshipClub.com. It's a great event.
And are you going to speak, Brian, at the...
No, I leave that to our minister. Our minister will say a few words on behalf of...
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We're very much looking forward to it as well. It's a
great
it's a busy
time.
Season,
great time.
So.
Now, who's the minister coming in again?
It's Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor. So she's a senior cabinet minister, and she's our minister for jobs and innovation.
And driving.
And what happened to Orla? She's not a minister now, is she?
She's not. No, she's now in her ministry for public expenditure and reform. So she's in charge.
Oh, she's
of
the big bean counter.
She's in charge
basically.
Of the purse strings. So.
Oh, yeah.
She's terrific. Yeah,
she is. Yeah. Yeah, you got big shoes.
She was a lot of fun, too.
She was, indeed, yeah, and Aiden before, so I keep in close contact with them.
Oh, good, tell them. Did you tell them you were coming on the Skinny and Holy Show?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Good.
I said, be careful of them.
Forewarned is forearmed.
Okay, so.
Skinny, Holy, real quick, I forgot to mention that the guest of honor that Jim Coyne and the Plumbers are put on is Monsignor Michael Boland. Catholic Charities
he's
is celebrating
terrific
their
guy.
100th anniversary. He'll be
he's the guest of honor for the parade.
And the Grand Martin, our Grand Marshal is Martin Healy.
Yeah, we had Marty on the show a couple
of
weeks ago.
Two great honorees that Jim Coyne and the Plumbers are honoring.
Oh, Father Boland. We do his golf outing every year, Skinny and I, and he's just a terrific guy.
Terrific guy.
Yes, he is.
They do a tremendous amount. Unbelievable. Catholic Charities. Unbelievable.
They do, because they feed all those people every single day, and that's
their budget is like $180 million.
Yeah.
And Boland's got to raise all that.
Yeah, I know. He's good at it.
He's
too.
Really good.
Yeah.
He's a normal dude. As we would say in our neighborhood. He's a good guy.
As they say in the South Side.
It's great. Those are great honorees. And Marty's terrific guy, too.
That's a lot for the Irish community.
We were kind of hoping, when we were talking about the parade, that maybe we could get some of the Cubs to come in. I know. North Side, but it would be so much fun if the Cubs were there to march along down with the rest of the with the Irish.
You know who you should get?
They had like 25 million people at their last parade. I think that was a crowd estimate.
Yeah.
Someone didn't like that.
25 million. All right.
That's what they were saying. I was like, give me a break, Cubs fans. No, you know what? You should get Michelle McGuire involved. She did that song. She was on our show just a couple weeks ago. She wrote the parody song, Bye Bye Curse of 45. And I got to tell you, she did a great job. It's 7.5 minutes long, that song. And it's on every jukebox in Wrigleyville. And she caught the whole wave of the Cubs World Series
thing.
Good for
her.
Yeah. And her dad is a terrific guy, a plumber. There you go. Yeah. So, hey, Michelle, there's your plug. She's also a darling gal. Everybody's excited. All this stuff is there. And you know what? March 10th is a week from Friday.
Yes. Look at Brian here. Poor Brian. He has no idea what this is going to be like for the next 20 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been, again, forewarned. But, I mean, it started in this city, but the river will be going green. So
I'm right out this, right out the window here. Yeah. They do it right here.
But what you've started in this city, now all across the globe, buildings and big monuments will be going green. And that's because of Chicago and the first greening of the river.
Yeah.
And I believe the man that started all that actually died this year. I can't remember.
Yes.
Was it Buckley, I think his name was? Yeah, the plumbing guy.
If he knew what he started, they're greening things in Uganda. The Great Wall of China will be greened.
Well, there's
really?
What's that gal's name? And she has a thing called Shamrocked Chicago, and they light up all the buildings with green lights and everything.
It's Marlene, somebody.
Marlene Byrne.
Marlene Byrne. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
You know what? Too, if you want to see it, this is where you come. Right. Johnny will have the big tent out here.
Yeah.
Can't even move. It's crazy. But really everybody goes out here at. What time is it, Holy? Like.
Oh, no,
9
he's going to be
it's
at church.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Catherine's going to be
you
singing.
You can come here before church and have a couple, okay? I'll give you a dispensation.
But we're also going to the South Side Parade, so we're very excited about that as well. So we're doing.
Oh, you know what? You got to find us, okay?
Yeah, we will indeed. Yeah.
We'll talk. I'll tell you where to go.
Yeah. So we've got we're going to the City Parade, and then we're going to the Irish American Heritage Center. We're going out to Gaelic Park.
Oh wow!
So we're going to have a busy few days.
Who's your driver that weekend?
Yeah, he's going to be busy anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Irish American Heritage Center has everything going on, and so does Gaelic Park. They just do terrific jobs, and don't they, Huli?
Yeah, they're fabulous.
They always do stuff with us.
They also have a wonderful radio show every Thursday night at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Good plug.
The Crack. Yeah, can't miss that.
It makes my job a lot easier to have such wonderful communities here. I mean, that's one of the parts of the job that I absolutely love so far is getting out and
not only
everybody.
That, but you represent how many other states?
We have 12 states in the Midwest with a political accreditation, and then we have 20 states in the all the way down to the border for visas and passports and consular services. So, and we're a small office, but we do our best.
So are all all those states saying, we want you. We want you in our state for St. Patrick's
Day.
Yeah,
no, a lot of, we get a lot of invites now. We're not short on invites. Yeah. So then St. Patrick's Day itself, I have another minister coming in, and I'm going to Cleveland, Ohio. It's the 175th anniversary of their St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, on March 17th.
On March 17th. Yeah.
So. Wow.
Oh, that's great. Weeks. So you're gonna have, you are gonna be busy.
I will indeed.
Yeah, that's great. Now, where are you? Where in Ireland are you from?
I'm from a little place called Dromore, County Tyrone, in the north, actually. So.
County Tyrone.
That's where I'm from, Tyrone.
Do you know Una Casey? She's from Tyrone.
I don't actually know, but I met...
She tends bar at Goldie's in Forest Park.
I met a lovely woman the other night called Rosemary Doyle, and she's from the neighbouring town land to me, actually.
Oh, yeah?
So she's based out close to Gaelic Park, and wonderful to meet her, and she's in Chicago almost 50 years, but it's like she just stepped off the plane. She sounds the exact same as people from home, so
it's great.
Great to talk to her.
That's great.
All right, we got to take one more final break, and
we'll be
right
back.
Back,
and you guys can
on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle, Jimmy, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. What a great time we're having. We're in the St. Patrick's Day spirit, you know? And now while I have you
know what else is great, too, Hooley, about
what?
This time of the year?
Tell me.
after St. Patrick's Day is over, it takes a week or so to get, you know, reconfigured or whatever, get your feet back on the road. And then spring comes. I mean, there's no place like Chicago where you go through St. Patrick's Day and then there's no place like Chicago in the springtime. It's absolutely fabulous. So, Brian, you got to see it. People go absolutely crazy. I don't know after this year, after the summer or the winter was so mild, but springtime in Chicago along the lakefront is insane. It's fabulous.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I've signed up for the Chicago Marathon in October. So
have you really?
When spring comes, I'm going to have to start running.
He's a veteran of all that.
I've run the Chicago Marathon 31 times.
Oh, good Lord. And you survived.
Yeah, and I ran Dublin.
Did you? I ran
2015,
that
2015, I ran it.
I ran that one.
It was great. It was great.
Wait, what about the Shamrock Shuffle? That's coming right up after.
Yeah, that's in April.
April
though.
1,
yeah.
April 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an 8K.
It's an 8K. I might start that as my first training run next year. I might sign up.
Yeah, that's a good time to start. But the Chicago Marathon is absolutely fabulous. These guys helped us out a few years ago. We had 158, I think it was, Garda.
Yeah.
Come, they're running for the Mary Keating Foundation, or Marie Keating.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
And we put up, Johnny did a party here for them, and we took them all over the place.
Oh, after the marathon? Yeah.
Yeah, they came for the marathon. They were raising money, but 158, and their spouses and stuff. It was a huge deal.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to it. It's got a great reputation as a marathon. So
it's a fabulous marathon. Fabulous.
But you're not going to do it again, Ken, right?
I don't think so.
Please don't. Yeah.
Alderman Burke told me if he does it again, he's going to have me locked up.
Did you tell him he doesn't have those powers?
Yes.
Why, do you keep winning it or what?
No, it's the opposite of that, Brian.
Going the other way, Brian. I used to run pretty fast, but now I'm like, I backed off. There he does with it. Whenever Skinny goes back
in time. I was waiting for him last year. Was it last year? And we got whipped. What was the name of that pub? It was with Susan Nickel and all the gang from. And they took over a pub right on
Matt O'Malley's old place, you know. From the firehouse.
Yeah,
Grace O'Malley.
Grace, okay.
It's now a pizza joint. Mark Cicola took it over. Yeah. Anyway, so we're waiting and waiting. Everybody's like, where's Skinny? And William Tang, one of the Special Olympics athletes, was freaking out. Yeah. Where's Skinny? You know.
He did. Williams.
It's like, he's going to be fine. And then he shows up and it's like, he don't look so good.
You can't fake a marathon.
No. You can fake it. You can't fake a marathon.
Oh,
it'll get you. Even when you're ready, you're not ready for what happens.
And Skinny, that when you went to Ireland for the marathon, we take a group every year to Ireland with the show.
Yeah.
Last year we had 40, and I think the year before that we had 35, but. He did the marathon, and they were all staying. Where are you guys staying in Dublin at the?
We were staying right where the Dublin Marathon starts. You know,
the
row houses.
The Fitzwilliam.
Right, yeah, Fitzwilliam Square. And then
Anyways, I stayed out. I was with Father Hurley.
Brona Kelleher set us up with some great stuff there. Yeah. Do you know her? Yeah. She's terrific. Yeah.
But I stayed with, I was out with Father Hurley. He had a whole crew.
He's a runner as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he ran it too.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet
him. And anyways, I stayed out a little late, so then I went back and. It's like a 3 foot or 4 foot, and they wouldn't let me in.
They locked the door.
It was pretty late, and I was pounding on the door, so I went around the back.
I
had to go up this fire escape, and then I had to jump across to this other fire escape.
This is after a marathon?
Yeah, this was like at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I knocked on the window, and there was two guys with me from Chicago, Judge Scully and Mark Sulsky.
Yeah.
I knock on the window. Sulsky comes over the window, and he goes, what do you want?
No, didn't he say, who is it?
Yeah, he said, who is it? Who do you think it is? He goes, what are you coming in this way for? What do you want? I said, just open the frickin' window.
Oh, my God. That's
He never let that down. But we had so much fun with Hurley. Oh, he had 40 people from St. Pat's. 25 ran, and he ran. And we were there with George Scully. And Mark Sulsky. Us three were running. I had my daughter, Nora, my niece, Katie.
Yeah.
She's her family's from right...
Katie run the marathon?
No, they couldn't. Oh, okay. Katie and Nora could hardly run around the block.
Skinny. I'd be very careful. They're probably listening.
But her father was from Meath, County Meath.
Right, yeah.
Right outside. But anyways.
Cyril Dunn.
So we hung out with them, and the people from St. Pat's were like, because Hurley goes, just come on the bus with us. We're going to Killarney, and then we're going to Galway. So they're like, how do you know Father Hurley? I'm like, I know Father Hurley since he was 3 years old. Okay,
yeah,
give me a break.
Yeah.
So anyways, but we had a great time. Dublin was fabulous.
I'm glad to hear it. It's a great city. Now it is.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun when we go to Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
The first year, no, it was the second year we went, we stayed in Belfast at the Europa Hotel.
Right, yeah.
And Skinny stole the pillow.
You did not.
out of the hotel,
I
right?
I needed a pillow on the bus.
And then our next stop was...
They were waiting for you.
...was in Donegal at the Keys Hotel. And it actually was in a little town, I don't know, but in County Donegal. And our bus driver comes in. We're having a big dinner, and he says, I need to talk to you two in private. And he says...
The Garda are did out
you,
front.
There's two Garda out in front. They've driven down from Belfast. You know,
it was a very special pillow somebody took.
Did you steal a pillow? And Skinny goes, he did it. He points at me.
I said, I ain't taking holy
talk. Yeah, I said, what are you talking about? And then he goes, come on outside, both of you. We're going to talk to them. On the way out, you should have seen him. He was like a little weasel going to the electric chair. My sister gets back pain. She needed the pillow. And I was like, oh, my God, what a coward.
Yeah.
And we get out there, and we go, where's the garden? He goes, come on into the bar next door.
It's all away.
Yeah.
You'd actually left the jurisdiction. You'd actually changed across the border.
Right.
What we thought was an international incident.
Right.
It was pretty funny.
It was a really nice pillow, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you get rid of it there?
It was embroidery. It was beautiful.
He handed it back at the airport.
Oh,
I don't know what our driver did with it.
I said, take this to the Europa.
Yeah.
Watch yourself. Just watch yourself. It might get bombed again.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. It was the most bombed hotel in Europe for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
We had a blast there. Well, we have a lot of fun. I tell people, Ireland is a preview of heaven. We have so much
fun. That goes are insane about the people there.
Yeah,
I don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, it's a
you can go
place.
Up to anybody. And, and when we go in places, Julie and I like to talk to all the strangers, you know. And we do have some strange people on our trip. But
do we ever?
Well, yeah. You two are like strange magnets, aren't you?
Yeah, we attract weirdos.
Totally.
And we want all those weirdos to come back again. You know,
Great crew that goes with us.
Now, how often do you get? Where were you just stationed?
So I've been stationed. I was at home for the last 4 years, but before that, I was in New Delhi, India, and before that, I was in Malawi in East Africa. I've also lived in Japan. I've also lived in Turkey. So I've been around a few corners at this stage.
Wow!
Do you know that Special Olympics? We have 1 million athletes now in India.
1 million in India.
1 million.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's just a drop in the bucket in India, though.
It is.
Yeah.
No, it is. No, I know, but that's, I mean, 20 years ago, they didn't have anything.
Yeah, and as was said on Monday night, like, I mean, it's given people a whole new lease of life. It's made families respect and nurture their kids. It's incredible what it has done for people all over the world.
And it all started here in 1960 in Chicago.
Yeah.
Now, what is Billy Lawless? He's in the Senate, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's the very first ever senator in Ireland that's based outside of the country.
Right.
So Illinois has now four senators. You've got Senator Lawless, and you've got Senator Tirano, who's actually, I think he represents the Italian diaspora. So Illinois is quite fun in that regard. You have four senators in the state instead of
that's
two.
That's great.
Yeah. And we're very
Billy's
proud.
Billy's a terrific guy.
And it happened last year. And last year was a big year for Ireland in the city. We had Maggie McIldowney was crowned.
Yeah, we've had her on the show many times. Yeah. She's going to be on the show next week, as a matter
of
fact.
And then, of course, Ireland beat the All Blacks for the first time in 111 years, the week after the Cubs.
The Cubs had nothing to do with it. Billy Wooten is a Cub fan.
And we had an immigrant senator appointed. So, yeah, it's been a good year for the Irish in Chicago.
That was terrific that when they beat the All Blacks. Oh, I went over. They were practicing on the west side secretly, the Irish team was.
Yeah. Secretly? Why was it a secret?
I went over and met a bunch of them. We have this facility we're working
Belichick's
on over the west side,
coach.
But they're practicing over there. That was terrific.
Yeah, no, it means that Ireland will always have a claim on Soldier Field. I met Mayor Emmanuel, actually, last week, and we said that to him, and he said, we can have it. And you two are going to be playing there in June. So, it's become hallowed turf for us.
Oh, you two is playing in June at Soldier
they
Field?
Are in Soldier Field as
that's
well,
cool.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
All right, so final plugs.
Okay, Chris, fire away. Give the final plug.
Yeah, give the final
March 10th, the biggest and best party, St. Patrick's Day party in Chicago. March 10th, IrishFellowshipClub.com. Hope to see everybody there.
Okay. Is there a number, website? What's the deal?
Yes, just irishfellowshipclub.com is our website. That's the easiest way. You can buy tickets online. And I forgot, I also have to put a plug in for our executive director, Kathy Taylor, who's working very hard. She's getting all the invites in every day. And, you know, again, things are looking really good.
Well, somebody wrote a book about the history of the Irish Fellowship. Yes. Was it Burke?
Tom O'Gorman.
Oh, Tom O'Gorman wrote that book?
2000. And in 4 years, when we celebrate our next 120th, I think we're going to update that book. Then also a professor in Dublin, Kenny, wrote a book on the O'Shaughnessy brothers. Two of them were part of the founding members of the Irish Fellowship Club. So there's a couple chapters in there, too, about the beginning of the Irish Fellowship Club.
Cool. Yeah. All right, Brian?
Yeah, looking forward to a busy St. Patrick's Day. The Irish Film Festival starts tomorrow night, and it ends on the 5th, and then we have the EU Film Festival after that. So looking forward to seeing lots of your listeners over St. Patrick's Day.
And Catherine?
Well, we'll be very, very busy driving hither and thither. I also have the Irish-American Partnership breakfast, and that's on the 10th.
Oh, yeah. That's the 10th, too, Friday? That's going to be an insane day.
And then I have a luncheon. That's the Electrical Contractors Luncheon or something like that.
IBEW, yeah.
And that's at the Grand Ballroom of the Hilton before your big party. Oh. They get all those guys out of there. And then the Irish Engineers Party I do on Friday, too, and that will
Brian
be at
Hickey.
The...
Is it $150 or $399?
No, it's mechanical engineers.
Oh, okay. Cool.
My mom's cousin's husband was part of it, so I've been singing for them for quite a few years. And that's all on the 10th.
Wow.
Holy cow.
It's a little bit of singing. Then the Mass on the 11th.
The morning Mass. It's Old St.
Pat's. Yes.
Yeah.
The parade and the Old Queens. It's going to be fun.
And what do you do on the South Side parade? You don't do anything, but do you go to it?
I do because my family still lives down there.
Oh,
so
that's good.
We go down there, but yeah. I don't march with anybody because it's more fun to view it.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to take us out with a song. We're going to have Inish Free, the lovely Catherine O'Connell. And
thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
this
all
is
three
terrific.
Of you.
Yeah, thanks
for being on the show, and God bless you all. All right, here we have the great Catherine O'Connell, the Celtic Nightingale. And we will see you later. Bye.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body is born to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. Precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea. Especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Inishree. The rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Inishfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy. Laughing as they flow, and then into a humble shack I wander, my dear old home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf fire gathered on bended knee. Soon I'm back. reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Inishreel. Though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Inishreel.